steady, but I'll try 'em all over again. Cognac keeps you peppy, rum makes you dumb. Beer is a mellow drink, but it'll keep you on the run. Whenever you want a drink or two, choose the drink that pleases you. Drink your mash, talk your trash.
You guys need to have a party in this room.
That is the right thing to do.
That's right.
Campaign makes you happy.
I don't know how to party.
I'm having a party this weekend.
You thin.
What? Thanks for the input.
No, don't worry. The invite was makes you want to
party. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Popping Bottles. If you can hear my voice, that means I've turned down the two people laughing while I've edited. But my name is Josh Coe. I am the co-host of a comedic podcast about your favorite beverages. With me, as always, to my left, if I was facing a mirror.
What?
Is
me.
The co-host.
Oh, it's me, Rob Grabowski. I'm the barback. I'll get the ice. Hashtag not Rob. On the bag. Hashtag ocean cold.
Hashtag ocean cold.
All right, bud.
Good. How you been,
Rob?
Beat
you to it, huh?
Yeah, I'm you fine. Beat me to it. Saw Black Widow this weekend.
We did.
Yeah.
We had a good... Josh, I saw you so much this weekend.
I saw you a ton this weekend.
It's too much.
It was
or
too
not enough?
Full disclosure, all Sunday I hung out with Bobby. I'm turning to our guest. Who I haven't introduced
Don't
yet.
Say a word. We'll let you out of the bag in a minute.
The big red poof. former guest, friend of the pod,
Miguel Lepe,
and Bobby and I did a Blues Brothers tour of Chicago.
We went around and just went to all the locations where they shot it.
Yeah,
and most of them had been torn down.
Yeah, it's a very old movie.
Yeah.
And it's very long if you haven't seen it recently.
Yeah, it's still fun though.
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah, and then we went to, I always say the name wrong, Calumet.
Calumet Fishery,
yeah. Which is delish.
Yeah, we had a ton of fish.
No.
Guess we won't say your
it's
name
so
yet.
Good.
I do, however, I won't say who I am.
Perfect.
But I will say, maybe potentially I'm a teacher. And maybe potentially I did a Chicago unit this spring with my kids, trying to I don't know, let's talk about where we live.
Yeah.
And I maybe accidentally showed a clip of Blues Brothers, and they swore a lot. And I had to have a big conversation with my students about, it's a fantasy
about
movie.
Snitches getting stitches.
It's a fake movie.
Where's my cheese whiz, boy?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Great movie.
I love it.
And there's a whole group of 8-year-olds who are into it, too. So.
They teaching wearing, the next yeah. generation.
They're wearing black fedoras, skinny ties.
People love it.
Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but it was a blast. Check out Miguel. This isn't the plugs part, but check out Miguel's podcast.
Chicago Cinema Club, where he sits down with the guests and they talk about a movie either based or shot here in Chicago.
The first episode
features myself with the movie Blues Brothers, which inspired this tour.
Yeah, and I get to tag along.
You get to tag along. Josh, you'll be on soon.
I hope so.
I think so.
Yeah, we'll see.
Listeners, and then special guests, who we will not name yet.
Yeah.
But we'll get out of the bag. I'll tell Miguel to put you on.
Oh, perfect.
Other than that, how you been? And Bobby, you know this is a comedic podcast about our favorite beverages. Each episode we have guests from the beverage of their choice. We talk about why they chose it.
Is this episode any different than our normal episode?
This episode is not different because we have a wonderful guest by the name of
Allie Stark.
Yay.
Hi.
Allie, thanks for coming on.
Oh, I have been dreaming of this day for a while.
How are you doing?
I'm really good, apart from losing my job because I showcased a bunch of Blues Brothers.
Kids. It's better than the head music, but they swore and smoked those jazz cigarettes. Is it like a bad word?
It was an F-bomb.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But they're 8th graders, right?
So no, they're 8-year-olds.
Oh, so they're 8th graders?
They are now.
Yeah, they're adults now, basically. Wow. I wish I had a cool teacher like you when I was in 8th grade.
I don't know if cool or lazy, because I watched the first 10 seconds and went, oh, this is perfect. Just put it in the lesson.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. It's weird though. Some of those old movies definitely have not just like the fuck, but the other F bomb. Where you're like, oh, okay.
Oh yeah, they do.
Oh, hello.
And they have a PG rating. And you're like, oh yeah.
Or like different times. R word and all that. Oh boy, all that.
It's like, oh, nah, different times, better times. That's my other podcast.
Not for everybody.
It's behind a paywall.
That's right. It's on Fox News. Allie, other than tormenting children's minds, what else have you been up to? How are you?
Oh, boy. I'm good. Stuff's happening.
Yeah.
And we were just talking a little bit before about stuff's happening.
We're going places.
Yes. We're going places. We're
have
doing
you traveled
things.
Yet?
I have traveled. Okay. I've traveled to New Jersey. Oh. Thrilling. Oh. Thrilling. Oh. Actually, though,
humble bread.
Really pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Not gonna lie.
There's a reason it's called the Garden State.
It
That's
was
right.
Gorgeous.
There's some beautiful areas.
So I've been to Jersey. I've been home to Minnesota.
Sure.
Nice. What took you to Jersey?
A good girlfriend's bridal shower.
Oh. Congratulations. Yeah. You want to shout her out on Mike?
Megan. My best friend, Megan.
What's up, Megan? Congrats.
Yeah. She's getting married in 2 weekends.
Well, oh, my God. All the good ones taken. I thought me and Megan had a chance.
Next time. Next Megan, yeah, Josh. Well, next Megan.
You need to make more friends.
Okay, I'll work on that. Just to hook you up.
Oh, thank you. Don't tell my wife. What beverage have you chosen to talk about with us today?
I have heard.
Oh, you've never had it.
I've heard about this.
I've never heard it.
I've never heard it.
This is poppy news.
Oh, in my hand, I have a squirt.
Put that in the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, I got squirt.
Hell yeah. I'm excited.
We
did a little bit of it.
We tasted it before.
Yeah, but we didn't do like a whole episode devoted to it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited.
Which I think is a shame. I think it's often overlooked, forgot about. I think it's great for mixed drinks and cocktails. I'm sure we will get there. But I think people forget that it is just a good soda.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
When I went to pick this up today, I couldn't find it because I just was like overlooking it. I was like, where is it? Like, literally.
But how could you? Because it's lime green looking.
Yeah, right.
It's got a bright yellow label and cap, and then it's like
the
hot
name
pink.
Is
and
squirt.
It's squirt, and it's got little squirty droplets all around it. Like it knows what it's doing.
It wants to be found.
It wants to be found.
We have to cure squirt blindness. let's tuck in. We'll taste it on mic. We'll talk about what we taste. As in all tastings, you're not wrong. What you taste is what you taste.
Here we go.
Cheers.
Man, it truly is a thirst quencher.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Something, it's better than a Sprite. It almost, for some reason,
is better than
thicker to me than a Sprite.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's thick with flavor.
Yeah. But it's not overpowering grapefruit. It's just
no,
good.
Not at all.
No.
I never would have thought it was grapefruit soda if it didn't say it.
Yeah. And the thing I like about Squirt is I'm a diet soda person.
You are.
And this taste, there's no like syrupy, sugary, like finish. It's definitely sweet.
We're going to shit on Sprite because you definitely get that with a Sprite. The sugary film on your
tongue. Even with Sprite Zero, it tastes, it doesn't taste as good
Sprite
as this.
Sprite Zero? Gross.
Or sugar-free Sprite, whatever it's called.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, I think it is Sprite Zero, and it's gross.
No, but this is better than the diet and the regular combined.
Oh, yeah.
This is, and it's funny because we'll get to it in the history, but.
I was grossed that there is a Sprite Zero.
Yes.
Oh,
that's gross.
Well, if you get a diet cherry limeade at Sonic, you're getting Sprite Zero.
What?
Oh, that's why would you get diet?
So you can get a bigger one. Duh.
Have you watched, it's like the 1,000-pound sisters or whatever.
No.
They're on TLC. I don't know. Things got weird in the pandemic. And I got really into them. And they genuinely believed if it's diet, it makes you skinny. And so they would just drink diet soda and then eat what they wanted and said the diet soda canceled out.
That's
and maybe
incorrect.
I took that too literally over the pandemic. I was like, yes, girls.
Say it.
I never want to see those shows, but whenever I'm clicking around, they come on.
It comes on.
And it's just like, wow, this is a lot.
That's the one thing I miss. I don't have regular cable anymore. I just have the streaming service. And it's harder to find weird shows like that. Where you're just like, what is this?
Hulu is where you find it.
Is it all on Hulu?
It's all on Hulu.
I do have I love Hulu. I got to dive deeper. Because like, what was the one? Oh, God. It was a... I didn't know I was pregnant.
Yes.
All these women like, I have to use the restroom. And
then
baby's in the toilet.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
How?
How do you not know?
No.
Our poor education system.
For real, it's always in the South. Not to shit on the South.
You gotta start with babies first.
Yeah. What?
We do numbers second.
Okay.
Letters? Okay, letters first.
Okay.
Then numbers, then babies.
Then babies.
Then colors. Yeah. And then colors. Yeah. Shapes.
Yeah. I'm not the teacher.
Yeah.
Nobody is.
Screw shapes. Let's go straight to the baby.
Go straight to the baby.
Okay, well, squirt.
Yeah, so it's immediately acidic. It's bubbly. It's citrusy soda. On my tongue, it's like a little acidic, but not in a bad way. Like tasty way. And then, again, it finishes real clean. It's a little sweet.
Yeah.
But it does not like coat. No, you don't need it up the sweet.
No, you don't need it up to. It's good. I love squirt.
It smells good.
Yeah, it smells good. For me, you know, when you're pretty hungover.
Yeah.
And you've done the Gatorades, you've done
Pedialyte.
Liquid IV, you've done all that, and then you're ready for, like, the carbonation. Real and maybe, IV. Like, a Coke helps, but there is that point where you kind of crave a Sprite.
Yeah.
And this is, like, the boss level version of that.
Galaxy
like,
brain people.
You go to a Squirt, you go to a Fresca, I think they're about the same.
I think this is better than Fresca. I'll say it.
This is better than Fresca. Wow.
I'm not a big Fresca fan. I thought it was okay.
Fresca tastes more grapefruity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is
more
because,
citrus.
Yeah.
All citrus together.
Yeah. This is more so like this. A Fresca to me is not a soda. This is a or a pop or whatever the fuck you're from. This is to me is a pop. Coke.
Rob, gross.
Sorry, I just came out. I'm sorry.
It's very bubbly.
I mean, that'll get at it.
Keep that one
out. You can keep that.
Yeah, you know what? And I'll make it louder. Now that we've put the mics back up from being blown over, let's keep going with the podcast. Delicious beverage. Before we get to your history with Squirt, let's get into the history of Squirt. Real quickly, in 1938, a Phoenix, Arizona man by the name of Herb Bishop was looking to make a more adult soda that was less sweet.
Okay.
Originally titled Citrus Club, he settled on a soda that was 1% grapefruit juice and sugar, with the tagline "Switch from sweet to squirt."
Okay. I don't know why, but that is just
We
a
heard
lot.
It. We all heard it.
And I would be remiss if I didn't squirting and the sexualness of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
In 1941, Little Squirt, the mascot, was introduced.
Aww.
He was a cartoon little boy with lemon-colored hair.
Oh.
And he helped put out the thirst. Put out thirst with never an after thirst. And in some of the ads I saw, he had a little fireman's hat. It was very cute.
I'm going to look him up. What's his name? Little Squirt?
Little Squirt.
Little Squirt. He kind of looks like Jimmy Neutron, but like with blonde hair.
Listeners, I'm going to Google this and we'll see what happens.
I kind of get the idea of like squirt, like squirting a hose.
Yeah.
Like that is
putting out your thirst.
All that. I'm following
their branding.
I follow.
By 1950, it was a pretty big hit. And it was the go-to soda used as a mixer in cocktails. And they, in fact, pushed that with their advertising. They would advertise.
Yeah. He looks like, I'm sorry, Josh.
No, yeah, get him.
He looks like a little Richie Rich.
Oh, he's adorable.
Yeah.
He's a cute
little
squirt guy. Yeah, that little dude.
He's so cute.
1983, we see Diet Squirt, which was one of the first diet sodas ever sweetened with aspartame. Mm. Diet Squirt Plus was also released, which just had extra vitamin C.
Oh.
By the 2000s, we see a caffeinated, this is non-caffeinated BT dub, Ruby Red Squirt and Diet Ruby Red Squirt. 2008, Squirt Citrus Power comes out.
Power!
A squirt beverage that has no juice, but is in fact an energy drink.
I could fuck with that. Because it tastes good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would try it. I couldn't find it.
I would totally try it because I like the new Red Bulls that are like the nectarine peach or like
they
do taste more citrusy than like
the shitty Red Bull.
The shitty Red Bull. So I could see if this was energy. Yeah, I'd be into that. Oh yeah.
Today it remains the number one best-selling grapefruit soda in the U.S. and is owned by the Dr. Pepper Company.
Oh.
Another soda that doesn't taste super sweet when you drink it regularly. Yeah.
I like that company.
Yeah, they do good stuff.
Yeah, Dr.
Pepper is
Schweppes.
Really good. Schweppes.
They do Sunkissed as well, the orange soda.
Sure.
I think so. I think they all have this kind of bottle.
Because I only asked because they were all in the same aisle at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And that's the squirt history for you.
Yay!
We did it. Number one. Still.
Give him a grade.
B plus.
Nice. Oh.
It really helps that we pulled up the image. Yeah, yeah. If we didn't have the image.
It would have been hard.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks for handing out those dittos, Rob.
Hey, I'm helping. Happy to help.
So we want to know your history with squirt. We want to know the first time and the last time you ever had a delicious hashtag ocean cold squirt in a segment we like to call
First Time, Last Time.
Last time. Okay, well, first time, I have just memories of squirt being in, you know, your childhood home, how you'd have the either the fridge that was in the basement or the fridge out in the garage.
Hell yeah.
This was always in that fridge, like, and in the bottom and in the back.
We're talking bottles, we're talking cans, we're talking glass bottles.
Sometimes it would be a 2 liter that had been opened maybe a long time ago.
Delicious.
And you don't, and kind of forgotten about it, so it was at a party and then just put back in there. But a lot of the little bottles, I think my dad was really into squirt and Fresca and like ginger ale. Like those were his favorites. So we always had them in there, and I remember, I mean, when you were young, you weren't allowed to have a Coke because it had caffeine or whatever. Mm. Squirt would be the one, like, okay, yeah, Allie, you can go grab the squirt.
Yeah.
So I just really remember it.
So gateway drug.
My gateway soda.
All right, a little squirt. Get a squirt.
Go get a squirt. I just remember it being a lot from, like, childhood soda. And then it was gone for a long time. You know, it's, you know, you're growing up and it's away. And then you come into college. And then you and your friends are like, ooh, we want to try alcohol. Yeah.
Put some alcohol is gross.
It's so gross. So what would you do? You would get like the Citrone Svedka and a squirt.
Oh, okay.
And together, devil's juice. Is what we would call it.
You're like, this will black out real nice.
Oh, yeah.
Good choices. Huzzah.
Good choices. And then, you know, you got to the point where you're like, I can't even taste that soda ever again. I'm going to vomit. And then more recently, though, I love to make palomas.
Oh.
And so this is what I'll
use
to make.
What's a paloma?
Paloma
what's
is...
a paloma with you?
Oh, come on now.
You started it.
But real, what is a paloma?
A paloma is a cocktail. It's tequila, grapefruit juice, and then grapefruit soda.
Oh, that sounds great.
And like a little lime. Delish.
Ooh, delish.
Delish. It's the one cocktail I can make.
Perfect. That sounds good.
It's delicious.
It is really good.
It's delicious. Try it.
I don't mind tequila, but I'm not a big tequila fan.
Me neither, except now that I've perfected the paloma, now it's like...
I love tequila. I don't really care for grapefruit juice by itself.
Period, yeah.
This is the perfect amount of sweetness with it.
Yeah. Say just this with tequila, I think, would be...
Oh my gosh. Do I have tequila? I don't, we won't get to it. I mean, we do. I see it right there. It's
Is it tequila?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't see behind me.
Oh, but you can't see?
No, yeah. I can't. Oh. I can't turn around.
Don't turn around. Why?
I'm scared.
What?
You're scared of the tequila behind you?
You just find and see your reflection?
I drank its brother.
You fall in love with yourself?
Oh, yeah. I'm a narcissist, too. That has nothing to do with me being scared. Well, we don't have any grapefruit juice, or do we? Maybe we'll have palomas.
Oh!
By the end of the episode.
I honestly don't know.
Sneaky tease.
He doesn't
sneaky
sew.
When's the last time you made a paloma at home?
I would think it was some point this summer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not even halfway through summer.
It's a pretty common one for me to make. Yeah.
Yeah. And you drink a lot at home, you said?
I drink a lot at home by myself and with my cat.
Yeah.
I make her a little tiny little kitty paloma.
That's so glass with a little mouse on it.
Put a little sombrero on top of her. There you go, perfect.
A little paloma.
Yeah. Eat tacos. It's a big thing. You know. It's called Taco Monday through Friday.
Oh, but actually, I think in my fridge right now, wow, I've really reverted back. I had a bachelorette party 2 weekends ago, and we got stuff to make palomas. I made palomas. And I have the 2 liter in my fridge that
all
has
right.
been, I just open it when I need to.
Yeah,
Quickly open, pour what I want. Yeah. Close it really quick. That keeps the carbonation.
Don't
lose it.
Yeah.
That's
what I don't like about 2 liters. You open too much. Oh,
yeah.
So I don't get them, but I get it.
I don't normally either, but it was for the, we were trying to buy in bulk.
I get it. I know judgment.
I don't think we made many palomas. We made a lot of... Made a lot of Aperol spritzes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big fan of that?
The Bride. Big fan.
Mm.
Who's so. This? Is Megan?
This is Megan.
Oh.
What?
Happy wedding, Megan!
You keep bringing her up.
Sorry, Josh.
It really hurts.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm still healing.
No, I know, but I'm sorry, baby.
She's the one that got away. Anyway. Okay, move on. Bobby, first time, last time you had squirt?
The first time, I don't know. I think it was similar, just as a child at some point. I had, like, my, in our basement fridge, mm-hmm. it was a lot of, like, some light beers and some Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi was ever on sale.
Yeah.
And my father, so I don't remember if this was even off mic or on mic, but yeah, diet's not that bad. You can have as much as you want of it. But I could never have normal soda until I was able to go on my own to places and try fountain pops.
Mm.
So I think at some point I probably had a squirt in that format.
I feel like I don't see squirt in a fountain as often.
No, you don't.
You don't.
But it's always up there with, like, you see an RC or something like that, like off brand. You're like, there it is.
There it is.
No. Yeah, you get Dr. Pepper Schweppes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
then you'll have it on there.
Good stuff. And the last time, I think, was for friend of the show, Ross Kimball's episode.
That's right.
It was delish. Because I hadn't had it in a long time.
Delish. It's refreshing.
It is good.
Thirst quenching.
Mm. Josh, how about you?
Okay. I'm trying to think what was in. It was always Snapples and water in that second fridge. The sodas were in the Ice main mountain. Fridge.
Yeah.
A Deer Park, actually. Texas brand. But we, Squirt, I feel like we got it in the glass bottles.
Because
I remember they would have, like, Dr. Pepper's, and that was, like, a big deal when you go to, like, a little gas station.
Yeah.
And they have the thing where you actually, like, pop it. I think it's because we got a lot of sodas from Mexico, being so close to Texas. But, like, the glass bottle, Dr. Pepper, and then Squirt, it was so pretty.
Oh, I bet it was so good, too.
It was like green bottle with sort of the little holes. I don't know what they're called. Like, dimples kind of on the glass.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then, like, the neck, the same label, like the Squirt.
Yeah.
It's so bright and delicious. And it was just such a big deal. It's like, so fun. But I must have been, like, this must have been, like, in junior high.
Yeah.
When I really remember it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I've had it before then. We were a Sprite family over, like, 7-Up. And when you get your lemon lime beverages. And again, my parents just drank diet soda. So it wasn't like, you can have as much as you want. It was like, that's all I could get.
That's all it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Diet. I was like, all right, I'll drink this. Fine.
Yeah. We did that. Remember Crystal Light?
Crystal Light.
We used to make that powder drink all the time.
Was it kind of with a canister?
Yeah.
Or
like little individual cups you pour it in. It's like, that's just good for 1 liter.
Oh, yeah. We would have the, I remember the frozen canister guys.
Oh, yeah.
Like lemonade.
Yeah,
like
pop and drop it. Yeah.
Those were big.
We made a lot of Kool-Aid. We had the Kool-Aid scoops and then stirred.
I was having a weird, when you were talking about your basement fridge, I just remember you would buy what was on sale. You would buy in bulk.
Yep.
And when you would buy it in bulk and you'd go through the cash register, they would always give, at least for us, it was like this little tape ticket tag. It was like they had a tape dispenser and they'd pull some and it was bright orange.
Yes.
And they would put it, you know what I'm talking about?
I know
about?
What you're talking about.
And they would
about.
Put it on the
what
12 pack
say?
Or something.
Yeah,
or it, like
yeah.
Ours had like a little logo and it looked like a grocery bag.
I know exactly
and
what
they would
talking
put that
about.
On so that they wouldn't think that you had stolen. And they would hand like me the ticket, the little tapes, and I would crawl down and put them on all of them that were down there. My mom would be like, yep, we got 7 Diet Pepsis down here, and she'd like, the lady would count out 7 little tape strips, and I would go down there and put it on every single.
Like rectangle, like long rectangles? Or
I mean, it's like
say?
A piece of tape, but it was really thin usually, skinny, and they would give them to you so that when you went out of the store, they would know that those had been bought, and they weren't
ours were like circle dots.
Ours were like legit orange stickers, I think, for whatever. But I know exactly what you're talking
about. And so then your fridge down there was just those with just the tape. You'd see the tape everywhere.
Wow, that's funny.
I don't know, maybe it's the Midwest thing. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's just like, what was
I mean,
the store?
Everyone just must have their Meyer? System. Ours was a Cub Foods.
Oh, I don't know it.
Yeah.
Ours was a Meyer's or a Kroger's, but occasionally a Sam's Club.
Mm-hmm. H-E-B, baby. All the way.
What was it?
H-E-B.
Oh, okay.
H-E-B. Grocery store is fun.
That's fun.
Well, good times.
Good times.
Grocery
love
boys.
Love to buy groceries.
Love it. Moving right along. We mentioned it a little bit, and maybe you already said it, but we want to know the first alcoholic beverage you ever had in a segment we call...
We'll pull over. Let me see that.
Let me see your ID. What was your first beverage?
Oh, no. I'm scared.
She's pulling out her ID.
Yeah. It was a joke. Allie, it's a joke, please.
Oh, brother. I mean, my first, other than like the wine that you had, a taste or something.
You know, like, yeah.
Or the frozen margarita of the aunt at the table or whatever.
She's going to hate this. This will be funny.
Yeah. And you're like, ew, gross. But you're like, wow, fun.
I'm an adult.
I feel different.
But like the first time I like drank, I don't know if I would say it was a late bloomer. It was senior of high school, which I think for some people is kind of late. Right. But for me, it felt right.
I didn't drink till college, so I
felt right. Felt good. Senior year of high school, and it was, I literally don't know what it was, because it was in an Ice Mountain water bottle, and it was clear. And it was that, and I chased it with blue Gatorade.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Probably a vodka of some kind.
It was definitely a vodka. Yeah. I think, I honestly think it was a Pinnacle, and I think it was like a whipped.
Oh.
Like, I think it was something gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I think it was a gross Pinnacle whip.
Ooh.
And then chasing it with blue Gatorade. Ow! Gross!
That makes my, like,
it sounds delicious.
And my head hurt.
We gotta try this.
Oh my gosh.
It already feels like a hangover. Like, before you even, like, so drink it.
You know, in somebody's basement. And I remember, oh, this is so embarrassing. You know, I have my few sips.
Yeah.
And you know the song Kids by MGMT?
Oh, hell
which
yeah.
is definitely, like, a stoner's song. Yeah. It was playing and I'm dancing to it. I was like, I get it now.
I'm a kid.
I get it. I get why people think this is fun. I'm having so much fun.
In the basement. It wasn't even a party. It was just people hanging out.
I think it was like eight people. It was eight people. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing. It was eight people in a secret choir club. secret choir club.
Please, we can't sing loud. No. Please explain more. Why was this club a secret?
Yeah. A secret club inside the choir?
Yeah.
It was like a secret society in the choir.
Can you even be talking about it?
I don't know. I'm scared. I told you I'm scared.
Oh, God, someone's at the door.
Yeah. And they're harmonizing.
They're coming
for
me.
They sound good.
Oh, my God. This is... Oh, my
gosh.
This is insane. My high school is weird. Yeah. You know, you do weird things in the suburbs because you have to...
Yeah.
You have to have fun, you know?
I get it.
So my choir had a secret society, and it was, there was four boys and four girls, and they were the seniors in the choir. You were seniors, and we would pick people in the junior.
To replace you?
Yep, to replace us. And it was called the White Coats and the Shooters.
Ooh.
And the boys literally had white coats that they passed on to each other, and the girls were shooters because in the choir picture... We all were standing there holding little finger guns. So if you look really close, you can see four girls just with our hands by our sides holding little finger guns. And then, like...
This is the coolest thing in the world.
And the girls, we weren't allowed to wear anything under our robes.
This was the society's decision?
This was the society's decision. So,
how far back did it go? Like, was it just like nobody knew really?
You know,
or was it like...
people told me the 70s, but who fucking knows? Was my high school around in the 70s? I don't think so.
We just believed it. Didn't care.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun. Yeah, was there any like secret handshakes? Or was
there was like an initiation, which was fun. When I had that first sip of Pinnacle whipped. Yep. And there was, after each show, the boys, the white coats, had to take us out for ice cream.
Oh.
So, like, very sweet.
In the 1970s, the first group of white coats and the shooters got together, and they wrote our song, Kids.
By MGMT.
There's one kid in the 70s playing
ceremonial dance
in 2010.
So yeah, that's I joined the Secret Society, and that's why I drank.
Oh, so my God. Good. That's great.
Secret Societies, man. Yeah.
Secret Societies, man.
Any fraternity will do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah, right? Honestly, that Secret Society is more harsh than my sorority ever was. It was a way harsher initiation process than my sorority ever was.
It's too much ice cream.
It's too much ice cream. We had to eat a Filet-O-Fish blindfolded. That was gross. Oh, that is gross. It was gross. So you didn't know what it was, and all of a sudden it was a Filet-O-Fish. And that's not what you're expecting. Yeah.
The hell?
Too much tartar sauce.
Wow. I mean, that's it. That's the show.
All right. Good night, everybody. Any plugs?
Now I want
to honestly, if there's any kid listening to this from Edina High School and you're a white coat or a shooter, please let us know because I need to know if this thing is still going on.
Start a private Facebook group.
Get us back together. Oh, my God. I love
it. Well, yeah, you can tell. Find the photo.
Find the photo.
Oh, yeah. Go back through the years.
Look for our finky guns.
It's so good.
It's so dumb.
It's so good.
I like to think there's one kid who's like, here's your white coat. It's not going to fit, but you got to wear it.
Yeah.
Some chubby kid's like, it's part of the initiation.
Here I am.
Here I go. I can't rip it. Yeah.
He's blindfolded. Can I have another filet?
Just one more, please. I mean, just secret meat.
Yeah. How did they know what it was?
Secret meat. Well, can I get more of that Secret Society meat?
Please.
Just tell me your order. You're at McDonald's.
The Secret Society sandwich, please.
Sir, please take out the blindfold. You're driving.
Beep, beep. Moving along. Yeah, how do you recover from that? We have another segment on the show.
Okay.
I am crying laughing. This is how much fun I'm having. You seem to be having a good time, too. But we have to imagine this is not your dream location to enjoy a delicious ocean cold hashtag squirt caffeine-free thirst quencher soda. We want to know what that location is. We want to know what celebrity guests you're going to bring in a segment we like to call...
I like this, but I'd rather be here.
Oh.
I like this, but I'd rather be
here. Wow. This is fun. These are all getting more and more fun. They're also getting more and more, like, deep into my psyche.
That's the part of the show.
Yeah, the guy who did Match.com wrote our segment.
This will be...
14 different... profile.
The thing is we're just having the squirt right now. There's no alcohol going on.
I'm having a lot of fun, though.
You're getting giddy.
I'm laughing.
Yeah, I'm getting giddy.
I'm going to get another squirt.
Do it.
Go get another squirt.
I got the little cans, too. So, Al, if you want to take a couple cans home, you can.
Great. Yeah, can't wait.
For a play-at-home game?
Yeah.
It's all in the prize bag. If you pick the right door!
Okay, where would I rather be with this? I mean, there's something tropical about squirt, but there's also something kind of like Western about it. Yeah. Like when you were talking about being in Texas with the glass bottle, like I'm really feeling that.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling horses around.
Yeah, the guy was from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, like all of that really...
What's his name again? Herbert?
Herbert
Hoover?
Was it Hoover?
President Hoover? Herbert Hoover, the original white coat?
I was doing finger guns.
That's how you had a vote.
He just has the whole Secret Society voting for him. That's how I become president. Yeah, there's something like really dry heat about this. So I'm feeling like I want to be, but I also like I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, even though I'm feeling that vibe, that doesn't mean I want that vibe.
Yeah.
But I could totally like not a spa because I'm not that kind of girl, but like a really nice pool in Arizona.
Yeah, like maybe a fancy Airbnb.
A fancy Airbnb, like one of those pools that has sand around it too.
Oh, nice.
You know.
Yeah.
So it's still like fun party vibes. I'm in the sand.
Yeah.
But you're not in Miami.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
No.
No. And maybe the squirt is like, I'm not ready to drink quite yet, so I'm having my squirt, and we're listening to some MGMT. We're right. getting the vibe up.
The band's there.
The band's there. It's a little acoustic concert.
They're unplugged, even though they are an electronic music band.
Exactly. They're just making the beep boops with their mouths.
I want to see that.
But yeah, you know, we're wearing swimsuits, but then you have like a crochet over like overcoat so thing. Like long sarongs and a big hat and a squirt in my hand.
Huge sunglasses.
And huge sunglasses. and who's all there? I mean, other than MGMT, oh man, who's there with me? This is crazy, but I feel like I'm really into TikTok, obviously.
I think you're very hip and cool.
I'm very hip and cool. And on TikTok, Charlie Puth is on there, and he seems like he would love to hang out at this party. I want Charlie Puth there with me.
What is a Charlie Puth?
He's a producer, I think.
Okay.
He's cool. He seems super cool. All right. He loves music, and I feel like he would love this party.
He's the one that got MGMT here.
What? Yeah.
All right. He seems cool.
Exactly. I feel like he'd be cool. Who else would I want there? Like a Johnny Depp would love this party. I think.
Sure. I could just see him there.
I could see him there. No, I feel like Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry stop by.
Yeah, right. Show off their new baby.
Yeah. Like I just feel like it's a lot of the cool. Popular, but like not loud.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the key. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like we're all just squirting. They're comfortable. Yeah.
We're all just squirting.
No, wait a minute.
No.
No.
I've seen this party before.
Yeah, but no one loud.
That's no one loud.
I like that.
We're vibing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's just.
Squirt's not loud. It's bold and it's refreshing, but it's not loud.
If you're loud, you got to go.
Which is crazy because it is like it's a not loud. A Fanta. It looks.
Yeah. But there's no exclamation point.
Yeah. It's not a Fanta. Squirt. Fanta is loud. Whoa. Fanta is the loud Miami bitches. Yeah.
You and open a Fanta and those four women show up.
Exactly.
Want that.
No, thank you.
That. They're loud.
They're loud. Fanta, Fanta.
I don't
want to.
Please. I want a squirt.
Give me a squirt.
Won't somebody please let me fucking squirt?
Where's
and that's the blues, brother. I'm going to just turn this off.
Miss Stark?
Squirt is a fun water party. They've got the hose. Yeah. They're hosing you down. Yeah. You're having fun.
Everybody's confident, but nobody, it's not, nobody's thirsty.
No one's thirsty.
Yeah. I like that.
Everyone's comfortable. Fun. Everyone's happy. Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it's also giving me the vibe of like when you're summertime as a kid and you did like the park district play groups and stuff.
Oh.
And then the fire department would come that one day and just hose you all down with the big hose. That's the kind of party. Like, you're just running through the fire department hose.
You gotta get the fire department here.
The fire department's coming to this party. That's my celebrity. The fire department.
The hot firefighters.
Oh, yeah, the guys from the calendar.
You know what I'm talking about.
There's 12 of them.
Two for every month. Hmm? I'm not good at math. Huh?
Summertime. Bobby, where would your dream location be to enjoy a delicious squirt?
All right. I'm inspired by what Allie said, but I'm going to change a little bit because I like to be pampered and I want to go to a spa.
Yeah. Okay.
Spa boy. I like to go to a spa.
Boy.
I like to sit in those hot saunas. Mm-hmm. I do the quick cold, like polar plunge thing and then go sit in another hot sauna. I like doing that.
Yeah, the jacuzzi tub.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Hashtag Red Square.
Oh, so I can't wait to go back. But I'm in my big robe.
Yep.
Maybe I'm outside. I can have a little cigar.
Yep.
I'm just chilling. And then who's going to show up and invite me to this thing? And it's going to be the celebrity is going to be David Harbour, fresh off of Black David Widow. Harbour. The dude.
The
dude from Stranger Things.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopper.
He just married Lily Allen.
Oh.
They can come to my party, too. I think she would like my party.
I think she's cool.
Yeah. So you two can be up there having your cigars, and Lily will be down with me.
Yeah, perfect. We're same ranch as the other side.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, man, you seem pretty cool. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah, he would be really cool.
He goes, they have a special spa treatment. Come. I go, what?
Oh.
He invites me to the separate area, and there's two big bathtubs, and the water looks all sparkly and weird. I go, what is this? And he goes, taste it. and it's squirt. I go, what? He goes, we bathe in this for 30 minutes. It does great things for your skin. I was like, get honestly, out of here. So we bathe in the squirt. We become best friends. I'm not in any of his movies, and no one believes me. But but I am good friends. We meet once a year at this unnamed Arizona ranch.
Yep.
Spa and pool party. That'd be great.
I love this ranch.
Yeah. We'll never name it.
No. Squirt Ranch.
Little squirt ranch.
Little squirt.
I've never seen this ranch.
Speaking of that, yeah. Josh, where's your dream location?
Okay, my dream location. All right, so there's got to be squirt there.
Of course.
You know what? I'm good. I like y'all's vibe.
Yeah.
But like, I love the city now. I'm a big city kid.
Sure.
So I'm gonna be. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be in
it's gonna
the
be a hot time summer in the city.
Hot time. Back of my neck getting dirty. I'm gonna be in Brooklyn.
Oh.
I'm gonna be walking by. It's late 80s Brooklyn.
Okay.
Hip hop is all the rage.
Oh yeah.
Beastie Boys are at the height of their power.
Ooh, fun.
I like this. Yeah.
And I'm walking by, and it's getting real hot. I just played. I don't like, and I'm not good at basketball. But for some reason, in this scenario, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
I've just played a ton of b-ball in the city, and I'm walking.
You're
by.
You're bouncing the ball.
Yeah, I'm bouncing, and I'm hot, and I see a little bodega. Giant sign, squirt free today.
Oh,
they're the guys like the freezer's broke, or the fridge is broken. We're just giving all the squirt away. And I was like, you know, that doesn't go bad, right? He's like, I don't want to fucking deal with this.
Kid, what's all these questions?
So it's a lukewarm squirt.
No, it just broke. You can't have lukewarm squirt. You want. This is so cold.
It's in the back. Give me a second.
Okay, it's in a tub of ice. He said ice machine's broken. We're going to drink all these before the ice is gone. So it's hashtag ocean gold. And I reach my hand in, and it's a glass bottle.
Which is
important.
I think that's key for all of us.
Yes.
Oh, other than the tub.
Well, we can also drink this right in the tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I say, hey, old man, take my basketball. This is cool. And I'm sitting there, and he's laughing, and we're just like cutting it up. And we're drinking squirts. And I was like, oh, will you turn the music up? And it's the Beastie Boys playing. He's like, oh, there's a recording studio above me, and that's really them. And I'm like, what? And he's like, you know what? I bet they'd love some squirt. And I was like, oh, hell yeah. So I take a big case of squirt, and I walk up there, and they're not there.
Oh.
I'm just real bummed.
Even in your fantasy, they're not there.
Even in my fantasy.
Jeez, man.
They're pretty busy. I mentioned they're at the height of their power.
That's true,
right?
Like, they got a tour.
Yeah, you know, make music.
You can't sleep till they get the
But it's their producer, Rick Rubin.
Oh, he's good.
He's just, he's listening to their music, and he's like, hey, man, what's up? And I was like, I brought some squirt for the Beastie Boys, but they're not here. And he's like, dude, I love squirt. And I was like, dude, I love music. And we just start chatting. He tells me all the stories from the world, all the famous people we work with.
He let you drop a beat?
I'm really good. And I don't rap. I'm really good at that, too. So I just start cutting tracks.
Yeah,
and the Beastie Boys come in. Thank you. I was getting there. They're like, we just got a ton of delicious New York Chinese food, but we got too much. And we're like, oh, Rick, you're probably hungry. And who's this guy? And he's like, hey, this is Jeff. And so we all kick it. We're eating Chinese food, drinking squirt. And then I'm on the new record.
And that's how Sabotage is made.
That's right. Yeah,
I like that.
I like that one too. I feel that. I feel like squirt would be Brooklyn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're on the we end the night up on the rooftop.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Watching the city.
Oh, and there's a little string of lights around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's super chill.
And you're dancing
to MGMT.
To MGMT.
Yeah. I was like, because I've also time traveled.
Yeah.
And I was like,
you guys hear this?
Listen to this, guys. And I've got the pinnacle whipped. Let's go. Yeah.
And they're like, how are you gonna play that? What is that? A little shiny record? No, it's a compact disc.
What?
I was like, y'all got Wi-Fi? Can I get my Bluetooth plugged in?
The hell's Wi-Fi?
All right, I also bring my Beat speaker and my iPhone. They're fully charged.
What?
Okay. We're back in my scenario. Now.
Okay.
And Madonna's there. Just for like a second.
Hey.
Is she at the height of her fame, or is she just?
Late 80s Madonna, maybe. Early 90s, probably, right?
Yeah. When did like a
version? When did Ray of Light come out?
That's
what I consider
your number one hit.
Yeah, Ray of Light, Dance Madonna. That's the best. Wait, no, we need more of this.
No, that's it.
Okay,
that's what I got.
Moving on. We have another segment now. Okay. Allie, we've talked about fun scenarios. We talked about good things.
Yeah.
But now we want to talk about a beverage that you hate, despise, revile. It's so evil, in fact, that we need to stricken it from the world. We want to know how you're going to get rid of it. We want to know what beverage it is. This segment is called
Cork It.
I leave the table if she fucking drinks Merlot.
Cork It. Oh my gosh. Beverage that I hate. Oh no.
You can take a moment.
I'm going to take some time.
It's okay. Like I've said, I hate Bloody Mary mix because I don't like tomato juice.
Yeah. So I understand that. Out of there.
I hate Malort.
You do.
I hate most bitter things.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like Malort, but I've done it because you have to.
Yeah, you have to.
But I, at least once or twice. I see its value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like same, I don't like Bloody Mary mix, but I see its value.
Yeah, sure. Like punching somebody in the stomach.
Yeah. I see the value.
I don't like
I see the value of it. But
sometimes you got
to
do it.
I'm trying to think, what do I not even... Honestly, 99 bananas.
Oh, whoa, you're not the first person to say that, actually, I think.
Just haven't thought of that drink in a long time.
I just don't know why.
Too many times? Or was it just like in general?
It's one is too many. Yeah. I don't get it.
21 bananas.
I don't, yeah, I don't all the, yeah, get all the why. Flavors.
Why
it's
banana?
Gross. Why banana?
Yeah.
And it pops its little head out when I don't want it. And you're like, it's fine. I do it. I just don't understand why that had to happen in the first place. Mm-hmm. And every time I drink it, it does the thing where your mouth automatically salivates and your throat maybe starts to close. Maybe I'm allergic.
Maybe you are. But, are you allergic to bananas?
No. And you freak out in the hives and someone needs to stick you with an EpiPen. Yeah. And I just, don't it's just not it. Worth it just for a little buzz.
Those bills add up.
I mean, yeah, I think that's one where I'm like, I don't.
When was the last time you had it?
Oh, you know, honestly, at the...
And I only want honesty, Ellie.
Honesty here. The high stakes Christmas party, I always get it. It always shot roulette is always what I get. And
is it different bottles?
Funny.
Yeah.
Nice. So funny, Ellie got 99 bananas again. And it's funny, and I can do it, but I don't like it.
No. Because they wrap them up, so you, also don't, you have gotcha. To like twist and drink it. It's a fun game.
It's super fun game.
Yeah,
I haven't been invited. That's fine.
Well, you got to get into high stakes.
Yeah,
well,
sorry.
You guys know anybody? You
can
give me that.
So you want to get rid of 99 bananas?
Let's get all those bananas out.
Yeah, let's get rid of those bananas. And there's probably stuff I hate more, but that's the first one that comes to mind. That I think
first thought, best
I
thought.
Don't see value in it.
Sure.
Like,
I don't either.
I get the Malort thing. Come to Chicago, have a Malort. It's disgusting.
It's
ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloody Mary. I get when people are like, I'm hungover in the morning. They like tomato juice. Good for you. Good. Go for it. Not my thing. I just don't see a scenario where 99 bananas
is necessary.
Fits. Yeah.
Or even welcome.
What company makes it? Is it just 99 bananas?
They also have 99 apples.
They have
and
a
it's
lot
like
of fruits.
Green apple. Oh, and that I can understand. Yeah. I can understand a green apple.
Apple makes sense. I'm going to look it up. I'm curious now. Is this company 99?
Something like that. I don't know. Whenever I go to Binny's up north to get airplane bottles, they have a bunch of them, and they're like all 99 cents.
Because
It's bad.
I think they have banana. It's cheap. They definitely have green apple. I want to say they have like a purple one that's like blue raspberry
maybe
or
grapes,
something.
Pears.
Grape.
Yeah, 99 brand. That's what they make.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like banana is the one everyone knows.
Yeah, it's gross. How are you gonna get rid of it?
How am I gonna get rid of it?
You have the power to do anything. Time,
destroy it.
Space, all that shit. What are you going to do to destroy 99 bananas so no one has to have it ever again?
What's the name of the... Who owns it?
I think just 99 brand.
Oh, is there brand a man? 99? Mr. 99?
Is there a man?
Oh my God, it's owned by MGMT.
Is there a Mr. 99? Look him up, see what his name is, and we'll find out if he was a white coat.
Is there a Mr. 99?
It's 99 brand is what makes it.
99 brand.
99 brand.
Okay. What other flavors are there?
Hang on.
You know what I'm going to do?
Just too many.
I'm going to go and I'm going to work for them.
Okay.
And I'm going to be such a good employee and I'm going to come up with so many flavors and so many flavors and so
guava,
many flavors.
Starfruit, dragon fruit, passion fruit.
Whatever. And then all of a sudden, they're going to go, oh my gosh, oh no. We have over 99 flavors. She ruined us.
Oh, no.
We can't be 99 bananas 99 anymore because we have 103 flavors. What do we do? And I'll say we have to get rid of some flavors.
Not plantains. That's what I'll say.
People love plantains.
So we will have to get rid of 99 bananas.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. There are not 900 flavors, 99 flavors. There's only, here, you want them?
Yeah,
I'll
give them.
Apples, bananas, blackberries, black cherries, blue raspberries, butterscotch, cherry limeade, cinnamon, chocolate, coconuts, fruit punch, grapes, and guava, lemon lime, Long Island iced tea, mangoes, oh God, mystery flavor, whatever that is.
Okay, we're getting that.
Oranges, peaches, peppermint, pineapple, root beer, strawberries, watermelon, whipped, and then espresso, but spelled with two X's.
X.
X. No, no espresso. E. It's XX. The P-R-E-S-S-O. So it's sexy.
The caramel sexy. One is the one that makes me want to...
The butterscotch or whatever that was. Yeah. Gross. Oh, gross.
Can I learn more
it
about
reminds
this
me of...
Flavor?
Do you guys ever have Burnett's?
Yeah, I can see the bottles. Are
Burnett's
blue?
Is... Yeah, it's blue. It's smaller. They're the same where they have like flavors. A million flavors. Pink lemonade, regular lemonade, blue lemonade.
What is this? So this is the mystery flavored bottle.
Scratch and sniff.
I don't like any
you
of
can't
this.
Scratch your phone sniff that.
No. Well, I don't like it. 99, get your shit together.
I'm... honestly, they're reeling me back in. I'm intrigued by mystery
Josh,
flavor.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a special bonus episode. We'll bring Allie back. Go grab a handful of these from Benny's and we'll try them all.
Yeah, done. I'm really into that.
Yeah.
I'm really into that.
Maybe not 99.
We're
going to
party like it's 1999.
Yeah. That's the episode.
For your 99th episode.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, we're way better. The 999?
Perfect.
Yeah. You know what? We're almost at 10,000 downloads.
Oh.
Wow.
When we're at
9,999. Oh, perfect. I love it.
I love that. I'll come in. And I'll have 99 bananas, and y'all can watch me go into anaphylactic shock.
And a couple EpiPens ready, just in case.
It comes with a defibrillator? It's like in a set.
Doesn't make any sense. These glasses are nice, though.
comes with two pennies for your eyes.
It's the food dust edition.
Bobby, how do you get rid of all the 99 bananas?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in my monkey army, and I'm going to deprive them of real bananas.
Oh, no.
And then start wafting the scent of bananas as I slowly pull up to the 99 brand factory, wherever it may be located. I feel like, I don't know why, Vegas just seems right. That's where it is. And then I release my monkey army onto 99 brand.
Yep.
They go ape shit.
They go bananas.
They go bananas.
I see it. I see
getting the 99 flavors. Yep. They get a little drunk. But they have a good time. And I'm just like, the monkeys don't get hurt. And no one's
nothing bad. They're happy. Everyone's happy.
Yeah, they just destroy a bunch of stuff. And then the FDA shows up and is like, there's monkey hair and everything. We got to shut this place down.
Yeah.
And they never reopen.
I thought the monkeys would just eat all the bananas.
Well, that too. But then also, they're monkeys. They're going to shit.
Yeah.
They're going to throw it at places.
I've seen
so the mystery
the
flavor is monkey
shit. Oh, my God.
and honestly, we're sitting on so much of it. Please. Please buy some of this mystery flavor. Just take
get it.
Just take it. I don't believe the store locks.
Yeah, yeah. Just wide open.
The cooler's broken.
Got some lukewarm monkey shit flavored vodka.
Sorry, mystery shit flavored vodka.
Mystery shit.
Who knows what animal?
I mean, I'm not gonna eat it. But if you want to
put that on a shirt, Josh. How are you gonna get rid of the 99 brand 99 bananas?
Okay. So I'm gonna make a lot of money. The lottery. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
how
sure.
do people make money now?
Families.
Ooh. Families. Yeah, family. Well, seems like it. I'm gonna create a new coin.
Oh,
It's called Nilla Wafer Coin.
Ooh,
It's gonna blow up.
Sounds delicious.
10 months. Okay. Yeah, I'm a triple billionaire, 3 billion, and I got triples too. Shut up. So I buy the 99 company brand while Allie's working her way up there.
You just knocked me down.
Whatever. Get this woman out of here.
Fire her. She's got too many good ideas. There's different talent. I acquired the 99 Banana Company, and I say, guys, we're going to be altruistic. We need to give back to the community that's given us so much. I'm going to make all antiseptic. Anytime you go to the dentist, you know, the numbing stuff.
Oh, sure.
I'm gonna make that giveaway for free.
Oh.
Anytime you get surgery or something, I'm going to make the sterilizing agent free.
Okay.
But I'm also going to make it taste like 99 bananas. So this is a long cut. So over the course of a generation, everybody associate that with pain.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Or bad times, yep. getting yep. operated on, yeah, getting surgery, yeah. Anything like that, you know. And just when I'm about to be on my deathbed, I'm very wealthy, so I've lived a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Thanks to science.
I'm going to take the recipe with me in a rocket. And I'm going to send us to the sun. before, and then, oh yeah, I give all my money away to charity. Yeah. And I destroy all the 99 bananas things. And because everybody hates it so much, it never gets made again. Mm. They can never perfect it anyway. Sure, there's some acolyte that's like in their dungeon being like, oh, I got to do this and be
this
like.
This crazy secret thing people used to drink.
What? Yeah. I don't believe it. Yeah. Those are rumors.
And everybody will, they'll pull that person
Segovia?
Out.
He blew himself up in the sun years ago.
Nobody believes that. And they'll pull him out and they'll stone him like the lottery. so that's fun. So it'll take a generation, but then I get rid of all the 99 bananas. Johnny Depp's there.
What?
Yeah.
Because that'd be his vibe. That'd
be his vibe. He seems cool, I guess.
What celebrity do you think... like casually enjoys a 99 bananas.
Oh, somebody that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Kid Rock, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm kind of thought Carrot Top.
Oh. I went there. I
feel like Carrot Top doesn't drink because he's just a dick.
He's buff.
Buff.
He's buff Carrot.
I. Man, that's one buff
that's
Garrett.
A buff Garrett.
Weren't they a Herald team?
Hey, Carrot Top, Sir Agent, I got a new nickname for you. Buff Garrett?
Hey, I like it.
Buff Garrett.
I was, do you want to go make a cocktail?
Yeah, I'm going to
share this dumb story.
You got to tell you a dumb story?
Yeah.
Cocktail segment.
So I'm supposed to go to Vegas in the fall.
Okay.
Plans have changed, of course. Thank you.
Why were you supposed to go for fun?
Just for fun, just because like a little vacation, just with a couple buddies. And I've also never been, but I've been wanting to go.
Fun.
My friend Neil, friend of the show, he's like, we should go see Carrot Top. And I had to like fight him on this because I'm like, I've never been to Vegas.
Yeah.
Of all the shows I want to go see,
not Carrot Top.
Is not that.
Yeah.
Unless, okay, so here's my question to you, Allie.
Okay.
How much would you pay to see Carrot Top?
I would pay max $27.50.
Perfect. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I went, if it's over 30, absolutely not. We can talk.
Over 30. And maybe if we had nothing to do and other things fell through and I'm a little drunk and feeling like, oh, this is a good gag, $33
absolutely.
Tops.
Oh, we're catching the 10 p.m. show? Fine.
Fine.
Fine. I'm drunk. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Have you been to Vegas?
I've been to Vegas, but like with my family.
Sure.
So
it's not fun. Vegas.
Not no unsa, you know.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Are you familiar?
Yeah, I'm familiar with unsa. Yeah, no.
So yeah, I've never done that side of Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've seen a lot of Cirque du Soleil.
I thought that's fun.
That's
I've never
great.
Seen those. They're
oh, they're
cool.
great. My dad is a big fan.
Really?
He's a big fan of Cirque du Soleil.
Which shows?
Every single one. He's obsessed.
What's he like about him?
I don't know. He loves
that's
it.
Not a, that's not a diss on Cirque du Soleil. It's very impressive.
It's very
I
impressive.
Could never do any of
I
that.
I think he likes that it's impressive.
Sure.
I think he likes that it's very artistic
and
whimsical.
Yeah.
I mean, my father, when I describe him to people, he loves Cirque du Soleil.
Okay.
You
want to
shout him out?
My father, Ted Stark. I love you very much.
What up, Ted? Cheers.
Daddy. He loves Cirque du Soleil. He loves ABBA, and he likes to collect extension cords.
I love this man.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
Allie,
him.
Does he come to town ever?
Yeah.
Can I meet Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
I feel like
gosh.
Ted and I would get along well.
You guys would so get along. You so would.
He collects extension cords?
Yeah. That's what he likes to buy.
What's his... Does he have a rare one? That he, like, shows up?
No, he just finds it. He's like, oh, this is a good one. They're all just a good one, you know? There's nothing special. They're all just good.
This one's blue.
This one's good. It's a good one.
Good Lord.
But, yeah, he loves Cirque du Soleil. And so the pandemic, he actually kind of... he didn't love, but Cirque du Soleil was posting like long clips of their shows on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like every Friday night. So every Friday night was like a big night. And when I did the like go home for a month kind of thing.
Sure.
Every Friday night, Cirque du Soleil. And if we missed it and we'd be like, what do we do tonight? Oh, well, we missed Cirque du Soleil on Friday. We can catch up.
We can watch that.
We can watch that. How about the Cirque du Soleil?
It's weird what parents get into.
Yes.
My dad now loves all these like weird, like Outlander shows of just like, what are you
That's
watching?
That's a sexy show for your dad.
I think my stepmom likes it. And so he'd watch it with her. And he's like, they're not bad.
Like I like them, but I love seeing me a sexy Highlander. Like a sexy Scottish man.
Sure.
That's all me, but.
I don't know. It's a show I don't think I like. I understand why people like it. I get it. Like what you like. But I'm like, you're watching, okay.
Okay.
And like every once in a while, I'll be like a couple Christmases ago, I went down to them and my dad's like, what are we watching? Because he has to control the TV.
Yeah.
He's like, well, we're midway through season 3 of American Horror Story. I'm like, all right, I'll watch this.
Oh.
It's the witches one.
Yes.
And like they weren't even midway through. Like, they just started it.
Yeah.
And I was down. This is when we're down in Florida for the holidays. And I was there for maybe about 6 days.
Uh-huh.
He's like, well, you're leaving tomorrow. What are we doing? I was like, well, we got to finish season 3.
We got to finish season 3. You got to know.
I hate this show, but I need to know what happens.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's so bad.
Oh, yes.
Like, it's not even, I don't like spooky stuff, but it's not even like spooky.
It's not even that spooky.
No, it's just like very campy.
It's camp. And it's just full camp.
Oh, everyone is just like at a fucking 11.
I know, and I kind of love Roberts. It, and I love that your father loves it.
He loves
so when he's in town, the two of us
you'll
can
meet
go.
Ken, you'll love Ken.
Two of us can go watch him. He can't be American.
Never remember your name, but he'll be like, who's that short one? She's fun.
Honestly, that works for me. I don't need anyone to know my name. The short one that comes and has
a good
time.
One. Who
she's
is
good.
She?
Oh, that's something's coming.
Oh yeah.
Cocktails.
Actually, describe it as Josh brings it over.
Okay. It looks like a creamsicle color.
Ooh.
And it's got a beautiful big garnish.
Oh.
And that is really just
Josh. Oh my god.
I'm guessing.
Josh
the
loves
garnish has got to be a grapefruit.
Yes. Josh's looks good.
Oh, Josh.
Ooh.
Smell grapefruit. Oh, I love grapefruit.
It was cocktail time, and now it's even more cocktail time.
Perfect.
Allie, each episode we make a cocktail based on the guest beverage of choice. Not only do we make it for them, we name it after them. So the cocktail we're about to enjoy, and then you'll give a letter grade to.
Uh-huh.
I'll say the name of it, we'll drink it, and then I'll tell you what's in it.
Okay.
This is the Allie Pertief.
Allie Pertief? That's so fun!
A.K.A. the Stark Splash. So the name...
Both great names.
Kyle gives it away.
Yeah.
But cheers.
Cheers!
Oh my gosh, this is great, Josh. Cheers.
Yeah. And it's nice being in person, so I made one for everybody.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
It goes down smooth.
Oh, that's good.
Mm. Is it too bitter?
No.
It's just bitter enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it goes away quickly.
Yeah.
Josh, you are great at these porch pounder drinks.
Mine's a little bitter.
Like, I could easily... Tell me off air, would you?
Yeah.
I could easily drink...
Oh, I could
all
pound
of
this.
These and just be like at 4 p.m. and be like, why am I drunk?
Well, squirt, squirt, please.
Squirt, squirt.
Wow.
All right, so what we're drinking is a variation of an Aperol Spritz.
Yeah, but I like it better.
Yeah.
I like this way better than an Aperol Spritz.
We have Aperol. three ounces of Aperol. 1 ounce of Saint Germain. Or it's an elderflower liqueur. It's bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell anybody. I have about 1 ounce of lemon juice.
Oh.
Around like 1/2 ounce of grapefruit juice. I think for my palate, I think I would eliminate that.
Because
Grapefruit juice is kicking it a little more bitter than I like it, personally.
Sure.
That being said, I'm not a bitter boy.
I like it.
And we're topping it off. It's in a pint glass. We can top it off. It's just a fuck ton of squirt.
It's good.
It's so good.
Yeah, that bitterness, I get what you're saying, but I think it evaporates quickly in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And it also reminds me of, like, the bitterness of a grapefruit. Like, something about, like, the grind of it or
yeah.
It tastes like... like a juicy grapefruit slushy almost. It's not slushy, but there's something like fizzy about it because it's served over ice. Round. I keep holding my hand like this.
Like a grapefruit.
Like a grapefruit.
Yeah.
You've seen, you all seen a grapefruit, right?
Yeah. Have you guys seen a grapefruit before?
I saw one. I've been to a store.
When I did go to the store to get a grapefruit, I was like, where the hell are they? And I walked by it like three times before. I was like, yep. This one. They're so much bigger than I read.
They're so big.
They're like oranges, aren't they?
Or no? They're bigger than orange.
Well, I know that, but like the color of a grapefruit.
Yeah.
Like slightly orange?
Yeah. I mean, like sometimes they can get more yellow sometimes. Oh, sure.
I purposely cut the part that looked pretty.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Watercolor. This tastes like a watercolor. Mm. Like a Sunday sunny watercolor.
Mm. That's good.
It's really good.
All right, Allie. Got to give it a letter grade.
Oh, boy.
Or do you guys use those fun grades? Like elf head and
I mean, rainbow. We use like what do we use?
Ease?
No, it's like mastered building. I don't even know. We haven't done grades in a while, to be honest.
Sure.
We kind of dropped it in February.
But why?
That's fair. Kids,
it's
rough.
But we give like numbers like 0, 1, 2, 3. And 3 is a mastered. 2 means you're working on it. 1 means you've been exposed to it.
Oh, okay.
And then a 0 is we haven't even tried.
And then negative is like just there's no use.
Yeah. Just not even. I mean, this was for sure a 3 on that grading scale. This is for sure a 3. And then like letter grade wise, I mean.
Just take another sip.
Get in there.
I mean, it's an A.
Well, Bobby, we like A's.
Because it's an A's A. Get degrees.
A's definitely get degrees.
And 3's pass, I'm assuming?
3's pass.
Can I get to the next level?
Yeah, I don't know.
A plus, not because I don't think I could recreate this on my own.
Oh, well, I think the recipe will in the show notes.
Okay.
Allie, here's what I'd like you to do, if it's okay. I want you to try to recreate this on your own and then get back to us.
Okay, okay. Yeah.
Record yourself on your phone and then Zoom us.
Yeah. Okay.
At the same time.
And then invite you guys over.
Yeah.
And Johnny Depp will be there.
Yeah. He fits the vibe.
I've squirted mine to the point where the color changed.
You have squirted yours.
And now it's like right in my sweet spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yours is very light.
I'm like right in between you two.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
You do.
Does that mean mine's the bitterest?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's so bitter.
It's so bitter. Ooh.
You know who would really like this?
Megan.
Sorry,
buddy. Honestly, she would really like this. Hey, Megan, if you're listening to this, I'll make this for your wedding day while we're getting ready.
I put a ring in this. Thinking she'd drink down and find it. She never did.
Sorry, buddy. Do you want to crash your wedding?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in Jersey.
No, it's here.
Oh, that's easier.
Wow. She said I'd get the city. I guess I was wrong.
This is so good.
Nice job, dude.
Really,
what were the names again? The Stark Splash?
Oh, yeah. It's the Allie Pertief.
Allie Pertief.
A.K.A. the Stark Splash.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good. Now, part of me also wants to put this in a big punch bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that would do well there.
This would, it would do well in like a big pitcher, a big punch bowl.
One of those, one of those kinds you got to turn the faucet.
Yeah, I think this would do really well in there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and you could slice up different fruit.
Citrus. Yeah, I would love to see like a lime floating in there. The green lime pop out.
Give it a good taste, too.
Ooh, it's raining.
My windows.
My car.
Rain.
You're here, you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
I biked here, but I'll walk to the train.
Oh, did you divvy?
I divvy.
Oh, you're fine then. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Fine.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah,
I got concerned.
Thanks.
I don't want someone biking in the rain. It's gross.
I can give you a ride home, too. I have a car.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, Josh, give me a ride home.
She said she'd get to the train.
Yeah, give me a ride home, Josh. Be a gentleman.
I'm going to bike in the rain while carrying the string. It's the Stark Splash.
She's right there, the biggest one. Damn, look at her go, living her life.
Wow.
She gets it.
That's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. Speaking of slices of citrus, we have another segment.
Oh, that's right. It's our Summer of Citrus. Lemon and lime, a 10 at a time, or 5 for a
couple of bones.
Oh, that's right.
So what we've been doing is grabbing various citrus-style beverages. So I found one today. I've done no research on it.
Oh, fun.
But we'll read it off. This is a bubbler antioxidant sparkling water that boosts, energizes, and restores balance. This is the Lemon Lime Twister.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bubbler. Only 5 calories. That's not bad.
Immune support, low glycemic, gluten-free, soy-free, vegan.
See the little paragraph on the back? The benefits bubble the... Whoa, they have all these weird apostrophes. The benefits bubble the over.
Bubbleth.
There it is. Thank you. That's why she's a teacher.
Thank you, Bubbleth.
Thank you, Bubbleth. Sure, the sparkling personality will make you fall in love at first sip, but then the real magic happens. Ooh. Fruity effervescence and awesome antioxidants swoop in to balance the body and focus the mind right before a boost of natural caffeine shows up to save your day. It's a lot. There's a benefit in every bubble and a happier you just waiting to rise up. Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Cracker open.
Finish with that, Hamilton. It's like long, skinny cans, kind of like Red Bull.
Oh. It's an energy drink, but it's not bad.
Sweeter than the squirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I like a lot.
It's
yeah.
in the same Ooh. Family, but sweeter.
Yeah. It feels like, to me, like a very sweet energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad, though.
Mm-mm.
It's got that sweet tart, sort of like the way energy drinks
I was
sparks.
Hemming and hawing about a couple other beverages, but I'm like, we've done a few like booze style. I want to try something a little different.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I thought it was going to be more, it says antioxidant sparkling water, so I was thinking more sparkling water.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And then I went in, and it's definitely more energy drink.
Yeah. Not, you know, for something that has bubbles in so much of its product, there's not a lot of bubbles in this.
No. No.
The third ingredient is citric acid.
Oh.
Stevia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Potassium mm-hmm. benzoate. That's bad. Sodium citrate, caffeine, potassium mm-hmm. sorbate. Natural flavor. Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's okay.
I wouldn't hate this mixed like with a vodka for like a crazy vodka soda.
I concur.
Yo.
I would not hate that.
No. But yeah,
it tastes a little too much like Sprite.
Maybe that's it. It needs something else.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what? I think if we had this when we didn't just have a whole fucking squirt.
I agree.
It would probably be like, oh, sure. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's refreshing.
But yeah, but just drinking this makes me just want to drink more squirt. Yeah.
Agreed.
Squirt's 100 times better.
Yeah. 100 times better.
100
times. That being said, it's not bad.
No.
It's really not bad.
Ellie, we have a grading system here. So if you like it, you give a big thumbs up. This is very unique to Poppy Bottles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you like it, thumbs up. You hate it, thumbs down. It's fine. Sideways thumbs.
Oh, this is a sideways because I could see myself buying this at a Target.
Yeah.
Like after school one day and I have to go someplace else.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not going to walk in there with a Red Bull, and I don't want a Red Bull because that's gross.
Yeah.
But knowing I need something, this would definitely serve that purpose.
I concur. Side with thumbs.
Side with.
I think it's fine. It's mm-hmm. just something needs something else. You I don't know what it is.
I'm going to give thumbs down.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to do what you got
to
do.
There's no reason for it to exist. Go to hell. It's not for me.
I mean, I'm going back to my cocktail because I prefer that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, and going back to the cocktail after that.
Oh, way better.
Oh.
Way better. Mm. All right.
Oh.
I picked the dud.
Woo.
He looks like you, Poindexter. Simpsons. We're out of segments, but we want to know what you've been into recently, what you've been enjoying, and or what should we go see you in or on,
anything
or
you
where.
Push your plug
okay.
Or yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have those things again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The moment I get a little alcohol in my system, the Minnesota comes out. It doesn't take much.
Yeah, she put on a Viking helmet. Started making fun of
it. It just starts snowing
I'm
in
excited.
Here. I don't know.
I'm loving this.
Oh boy, but yeah, plugs are a thing.
Shut up about lakes.
Plugs are a thing again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you can see me at The Annoyance. I'm in Trigger Happy on Wednesdays and Hitch Cocktails in August on Fridays. And just follow my Instagram. I don't post much, but that's if you want to see me, that's where you can see me.
That's where I'll be.
That's where I'll be. It's House of Stark, HAUS underscore of underscore
Good name.
Stark.
Good name.
Good name, it's mine.
Rob's trying to steal her name.
I wasn't trying to. I was just saying it's a good
name.
Okay. Good Lord. All right.
Yeah. And what I'm into, other than being on TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, what's your TikTok handle?
House of Stark.
That's good, Brandon.
And there's quite a few really early quarantine TikTok dances.
Which you're proud of. And
which I'm super proud of. And they're
definitely
really
go back. Definitely go back and find them.
Start there.
They're tough. I still lived in a studio apartment at the time. I brought over like 5 coworkers and we do them. I mean, I can't delete them because it's a moment of history. Yeah. But oh boy, they're tough. And naive, sweet little things who were like, this will be fun for the week. Let's dance.
Come on, everybody.
Come on. And then the video stopped because reality set in.
It's TikTok for you.
It's
That's
hard, man.
TikTok, baby.
Ooh, baby.
But yeah, I'm doing those things, I guess, and talking. Yeah. So if you want to send me TikToks you love, please send them to House of Stark because that will feed my addiction.
Done. Bobby, anything you want to push, pull, or plug?
Man, I've been really enjoying Modern Family lately.
Oh, that's right.
I've never watched it before. I've watched like a couple, and I've just been throwing. Like, I like having a show I don't really have to like pay attention to.
Yeah.
And like, I get it. It's good. Like, it's cheesy. There's sitcom moments, but it's fun. Otherwise, that's it. I don't know. Go watch the Blues Brothers.
Oh, swears and all.
Yeah, keep it trying. Well, all the swear words. Yeah. But yeah, follow me on all the usual stuff. Rob Grabo. I'm on everything but TikTok. Maybe I'll join one day. I don't want to be the old guy on TikTok, but I guess who cares?
Plenty of older people will do.
There's
perfect.
Tons of
great.
Tons.
I'll be the
everything.
Old. Perfect. All right, maybe I'll join. Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah. Great.
Josh?
I downloaded TikTok when it first came on the scene.
Ooh.
And I was like, this isn't for me. But it was very early on.
Yeah.
And now it's a little more slick. There's a little more content. I loved Vines.
Like, I loved Vines.
And this is the new Vines, so I'm about it. Other than it being Chinese owned or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
what
are you going to do?
They already have it.
They got everything.
They got it already.
They got it all.
They got it. They need it.
They got
it. Have it. Need it. Got it. Other than that, I'm trying to think what I've been enjoying lately. My roommate just downloaded Stardew Valley. It was part of her birthday present. It's pretty good. I don't understand how to play it.
I don't either. I've seen it on Twitch. Yeah. I don't get it.
I like video games. I don't think I would like that one.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitch, another thing I watch, Siegel. He's a streamer.
Oh.
He streams Apex Legends, one of my favorite games I've been playing.
Okay.
He's back. He took a 5-month hiatus.
He's back,
baby.
Wow.
For his mental health. Yeah.
Oh, so, wow. That's a long break.
Yeah. He was a former Overwatch professional player on Dallas Fuel. Originally from Texas.
Okay.
Big Dallas fan.
Wow.
Followed the Dallas Fuel. Found him there and kept following him.
Hmm.
So check out that on Twitch. I'm on Josh Scovia Sucks, S-U-X, on Twitter. Poppin' Pod is our social handles.
Find
us, follow us, tell us what you want to see, drink, or hear from us.
Pitch stuff. Tell us if you want to come on.
Yeah.
It's hard to find. It's on.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Sometimes it's hard to think of people.
Yeah.
I was like, do I need a guy? I can't think. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, it's hard to know who's around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially now that we're back live.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to cancel. Remind me to cancel.
Oh, I need to do that
Zoom.
Too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I still give them $15 or whatever a month.
$15 a month?
So it doesn't cut off after 45.
Oh, my God.
It was worth it. Well, we
it
were
was.
Pandemic
yeah.
recording.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now that
but
we're
now,
back,
I don't need it either.
Yeah.
Sorry, Zoom.
I mean, Zoom went up,
yep.
And now they're going
to.
I'm all about Microsoft Teams. that's it. Let's get out of here. We have one last thing to do before we let anybody go into that stormy night, and that is our end of the podcast cheers. So everybody grab the closest beverage to you and say along with me.
Whatever your glass, put a toast in it. I thought you were telling me to put toast in my glass.
Wish
I was like,
make
don't know.
Get out the ceremony. Don't leave
me. It's only email.
Whatever in your glass, you know what's in my glass.
I constantly constantly forget to
rum makes you dumb.
Write down and show it to the guests.
We
tell
have
them
it
what
beer is a mellow drink.
Yeah, and they use for John Zuma. I was able to put it in the chat.
Whenever you want to drink it too.
A piece of artwork.
Oh, it's
a great idea.
Now I look like a nutball where I'm like,
talk it
through. And I did.
Our hard-on content.
Champagne makes you happy.
All great.
Vodka keeps you thin. Tequila makes you want to fight. But I'll try them all over again.